AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia fired a barrage of dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for second day, including some that Ukraine's president said were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their target. The onslaught killed at least five people. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the White House pushed Facebook to censor some coronavirus content during the pandemic. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee's GOP chair, Zuckerberg says officials repeatedly pressured Facebook to take down some virus content and were frustrated when the company did not agree. The administration did speak out in 2021 about what President Biden called virus misinformation on Facebook.
It's killing people.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki stressed the fight was against the virus itself, not social media.
We're not in a war or a battle with Facebook.
Zuckerberg says the pressure was wrong and Facebook made choices it would not make today without elaborating. He says the platform will push back if it happens again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health officials in New Hampshire say a resident who tested positive for the mosquito-borne Eastern equine encephalitis virus has died, the first death from the virus in that state in 10 years. The virus, called Triple E, is usually seen in places like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. Dr. Richard Ellison is an infectious disease specialist at University of Massachusetts Medical Center.
Although it's a very rare infection, we have no treatment for it to do this. And if once someone gets it, it's just all we can do is provide supportive care, and it can kill people.
Experts say the rising Mpox outbreaks in Africa that triggered the World Health Organization's emergency declaration are largely the result of decades of neglect and the global community's inability to stop sporadic epidemics among a population with little immunity. This is AP News. China accused Canada of protectionism after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau imposed 100% tariffs on imports of Chinese electric vehicles.
The move matched U.S. duties on Chinese-made EVs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said in a statement that the tariffs would disrupt the stability of global industrial and supply chains. It also said that the tariffs would severely impact China-Canada economic and trade ties and damage the interests of enterprises in both countries. Canada will also impose a 25% tariff on Chinese steel and aluminum and is mulling duties on Chinese batteries, battery parts, semiconductors, critical minerals, metals, and solar panels. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police in India fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters, demanding the resignation of a top elected official, accusing her of mishandling an investigation into a rape and killing of a doctor earlier this month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.